There's a new discovery for me, that is Saltwater Hank on the jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and before that, Leroy Stagger with Count to Ten. Both new releases, both from the West Coast, and both fantastic stuff. Now, for a song that I think is so fantastic and an artist who was always sort of underrated from back in the day. Here's a tune called I Need My Baby, and it's by the wonderful Melvin Davis. This came out in the 1960s, and I still think it sounds as fresh as it does then as it does today. Here it is on the jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Conqueror, yes, me friend, me good friend, them set me free.
That is Duppy Conqueror from 1973 and the album African Herbsman. That's Bob Marley and the Wailers. You know who they are. And I just love all of this stuff, to be honest with you. I can never really get bored of listening to reggae music. We have some music coming up from Squid Nebula from Northcote, Australia, and a song that they released in 2020 from the album Connectivity called Electricity. Now, this is a hypnotic soul sound that I think you're going to dig. And we also have a soul band from Toronto called The Soul Motivators up on the show, and their tune, Walk Away, from the album Free to Believe. I remember performing with them at the Pan Am Olympic Games here in Toronto. They were electrifying. We're going to play a song from their 2015 album Free to Believe called Walk Away. If you get a chance, go check out this 9-piece amazing rock and roll funk band. Now, Africa Calling is a song by Beverly Glenn Copeland, who was recently longlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, which is like Canada's Mercury Prize. And the album is fantastic. That's the lead song off of the album. And unfortunately, and very sadly, Beverly Glenn Copeland has now come forward and is dealing with dementia. So wishing them and their family so much love and hope and, you know, prosperity and kindness moving forward with the battles that they have to face. Now on the show is Travon Potts, featuring artist Kelly Lewis, and this is from the album Dry My Tears, a really great song that I think you're going to like. Here it is on the jukebox.
Jesus, dry my tears.
is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Conducting me some kind of puppetry and never in my limbs. excited.
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober, powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands, like Gibson, Yorkville, Trainer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
This is Bird Note. Birds feed their families in a variety of ways. Baby chickens and ducklings are left to peck and forage on their own from the time they hatch. Ospreys fly in with fish in their talons. Albatrosses regurgitate a rich, fishy liquid. And then there are puffins. Puffins fly underwater into schools of small, slender fish, snatching them in their large beaks. A puffin catches one fish, then another, and another. The fish hang crosswise in the beak, sometimes dozens of them. Finally, the adult flies back to its nest, often miles away, to feed its payload to a single chick. But how do all those fish stay in the beak as the puffin goes on catching more? Credit goes to what's called the gape. It's a piece of stretchy skin where the beak hinges. Fish can be wedged in the gape, but it's so flexible that the bill edges still line up neatly. Even as the puffin opens its beak to catch more, the dangling fish won't slide out because both the strong tongue and the roof of the mouth are heavily lined with backward angled spines. It's an image no nature photographer can resist, a puffin holding its fresh catch of silvery fish in that huge, colorful beak. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes to make that possible. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.